This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, the day we have all been waiting for. Today is the day of a crucial vote, absolutely crucial for the country. No, I'm not talking about the election. That's 8 days from now, and that's a crucial vote, too. But today there's a crucial vote on the floor of the U.S. Senate. They're debating it right now on the confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett. And it is looking very good for Judge Barrett. She picked up over the weekend another vote on behalf of her confirmation. Why? How? We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about word coming out that President Trump, assuming that he will win the election, is looking at a house cleaning and lots of people getting fired from his administration. Who is at the top of that hit list? It actually, people on the hit list are people from his S-word list. We will talk about that. We'll also talk about the latest from the campaign trail. In fact, we'll go to hear what the president has to say in Pennsylvania, one of the most crucial of all swing states. What about all of this early voting? What does that mean? How can Americans find an agenda on which to unite on November 4th? Whoever wins the election, we'll talk about that. It seems to me one obvious area where we could unite is just improving and cleaning up our mess of an election system, which has become something of an outdated nightmare. We will get to that later this hour with John Fund, and we'll be talking to a author of a new book who talks about how chance rules our lives. And in fact, chance, he believes, not any design, created life itself. Is that a sustainable argument? He marshals people ranging from Albert Camus to Sarah Silverman to support his point of view. We'll be speaking with the author of A Series of Fortunate Events a little bit later in this show. First up, the president is speaking right now. I think he's coming toward the conclusion of his rally speech. He seems exuberant, energized. He's been getting great crowds everywhere, despite the fact the polling does not look great for him. He disregards the polling, actually. There are the very first polls that show him pulling ahead nationally. There's a Rasmussen poll that shows President Trump ahead by 1 point. Here's the President of the United States on the stump.
Being presidential. Doing what I do is much tougher. And if I was presidential, perfectly presidential, there'd be about three people like Obama had the other day, three people. And in conclusion, over the next 4 years, we will make America into the manufacturing superpower of the world, and we will end our reliance on China, which is already beginning. We will hire more police, increase penalties for assaults on law enforcement, and we will ban deadly sanctuary cities. We will uphold religious liberty, free speech, and the right to keep and bear arms. We will hold on. Second Amendment. We will end surprise medical billing. Require price transparency. The biggest thing is price transparency. You will see, goes into effect, already signed. I've signed it January 1st. The biggest thing, lower drug prices, as I told you, favored nations clauses, biggest decrease in the history. Why do you see that when that kicks in? And we will always protect patients with pre-existing conditions. Always. We will stop the radical indoctrination of our students and restore patriotic education to our schools. We will teach our children to love our country, honor honor our history and always respect our great American flag. Always. And we will live by the timeless words of our national motto, In God We Trust. For years you had a president who apologized for America. Now you have a president who is standing up for America and standing up for the great people of Pennsylvania. I'm standing up. For the last 4 years, you've seen me fight for you, and now I am relying on you to deliver a historic victory for our country, bigger even than 4 years ago. Gotta vote.
President of the United States.
By the way,
speaking,
can I ask, you know, Pennsylvania is known, Pennsylvania. It's known as a very late voting state, which is good, which is fine. Very late voting, like Election Day. Very unusual, actually, but I understand it. You want to make sure your vote is counted. You don't want the ballot hoax. Because when you see it, they'll have so many problems. You know, they throw away ballots if it has the name Trump on it. Boom. They printed ballots. Some ballots, I think 25,000, were printed for a certain state. It was missing one little thing, the name Trump. So a lot of bad things happen. But Pennsylvania is smart. You vote late. Who has voted? Raise your hand. Yeah, that's what happens. This is going to be a red wave. Who is going to vote? This is going to be, and I'm glad you saw the last debate. You know, did you hear the number one thing on Google was, how do I change my vote? Did you know that? How do I change my vote? Something like hashtag. Did you hear that? Hashtag, how do I change my vote? They watch the debate. I wanted that debate to move way up, you know, because a lot of people voted by this crazy ballot deal. What do you see the mess that thing is going to be in? Well, even your state, they can count them after the election is over. This is a major state. They want to count them. So they don't want poll watchers, and they want to be able to count votes after the election is over. What does that mean? We're going to wait? The whole country is going to wait? So we'll see how it all ends up. It's all in court. It's all a hoax. And let me tell you something. The Democrats know how crooked it is. They know. And then they talk about, he's not for freedom. He's not for freedom. Our president is not for freedom. That he's not looking for an easy transition and safe transition. What about the transition that I had where you spied on my campaign and you tried to take down the president of the United States? That didn't work out too well.
President
but they
Trump's
want a friendly transition, lying. Right, Jeffrey? A friendly. But, you know, the only problem is, look at the transition they gave us. They fought us tooth and nail for years. Russia, Russia, Russia. 48 million spent on Mueller, that whole hoax. 48 million. No collusion, right? So no collusion. $48 million. No, they want a friendly. First of all, here's the main thing. Let's not lose, and then we don't have to worry about it. Let's just win. We won't lose, so there's nothing to talk about. Let's leave it that way. No, we want everything to be done properly, and we want it to be done absolutely by the book, and we want to go absolutely by our great Constitution. But you know what? When they start talking about this friendly, wonderful transition, and then you see what they put us through, it's really very hypocritical, isn't it, huh? On November 3rd, we must finish the job and drain that very deep and very nasty swamp once and for all. So get your friends, get your family, get your neighbors, and get your co-workers, even get your boss. Say, boss, I want to get you out to vote. But get out and vote. Most important election ever. I really believe that. I never thought I'd say it. If you would have told me I was going to say that 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I would have not believed.
If somebody had told me that he was going to say that 2 years ago, 3 years ago, or 4 years ago, of course he's going to say that. All politicians say that, whatever election they're involved in. There's an interesting piece in the Wall Street Journal about how every year we're told it's the most important election in history. It's not to say that this election isn't important and exciting. And record levels of participation already. And what do we learn from that early voting? We'll get to that, go to that, and then how do you unite the country on an agenda after? after November 3rd. We'll get to that as well, coming up with John Fund and more on the MedVed Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show.
And I'm not sure what is happening with the birthday party nominee. Yeah, that's right. That's the name of the party that has succeeded in getting Kanye West's name on the ballot. But there is a new poll of black Americans, big new poll, sponsored in part by Black Entertainment Television. And it has some results on the presidential race, which we will get to. We don't know exactly how people voted, and that's over 60 million people. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? We're going to be close at the end of the day. We're going to be close to one half of all of the people total who voted last time, having voted in early voting or with mail-in ballots that they've already sent in. Somehow people are voting earlier this year than ever before because they're highly motivated by the election. It's in that context, you got to wonder, what is the president doing with what we just heard about talking about it's all going to be a mess and the ballots are all missing and everything is not working? By the way, I agree that our electoral system is a disgrace. And frankly, we should have improved it a long time ago. It should have been dealt with. And coming up to the election, I'll bet the president could have gotten some bipartisan support on trying to bring us up to date in terms of just the technology we use to have a secure election. We'll talk about that with John Fund, who is an expert on electoral fraud. But given the fact that we have an election coming up, and yes, people are going to vote, and people are expecting that more than 160 million may vote, an absolute all-time record in terms of the number of participants and the largest percentage of participants of eligible voters since 1908. That was the thrilling rate race between William Jennings Bryan and William Howard Taft. which actually wasn't very close. Taft won in a landslide, the Republican. But back to this for a moment about what is going on with the early voting. There's this report from Forbes magazine, which I think has done a pretty good job looking into it and bringing us up to date. 60.2 million people have voted so far as of this morning, according to the U.S. Elections Project, surpassing the approximately 58 million people who voted early either in person or by mail in the entire 2016 election. In other words, they're already ahead by more than 2 million votes of all of the people, and we still have 8 days left until the election. The early vote turnout has been driven principally by Democrats, who have cast approximately 49% of votes so far in 19 states reporting that data. 28% Republicans, so 49 to 28. Democrats not quite twice as likely to turn out as Republicans. They're 22% who are unaffiliated voters. That according to the U.S. Elections Project. Now, you don't know, based upon the affiliation of people, how exactly they voted. Last time, there were significant numbers of registered Democrats who voted for Trump. While more Democrats are voting by mail, casting 47% of ballots returned so far, Republicans have been turning up to vote in person. Republicans are 40% of in-person votes. Democrats just about tied with 38% in the 10 states reporting that data. The states with the highest number of votes cast so far, no surprise, California, Florida, and Texas. Texas, and this is an unbelievable number when you think about it. Listen to this. Texas has already, again, 8 days before the election, surpassed 80% of all of the ballots that were cast in the state in 2016, including mail-in, early voting, and voting in the same day. There's going to be a much bigger turnout in Texas, partially because the state is really close this time. And, in fact, all of the polling shows that Texas is in a virtual tie. And John Cornyn, who is one of my favorite senators, he really is, and who eminently deserves support from every thinking person. John Cornyn has done a great job. He's a former Supreme Court justice in Texas. He is a great leader in the U.S. Senate. He is the deputy leader to Mitch McConnell. He's one of those guys who's going to help get Amy Barrett confirmed tonight when they vote and give their final vote. John Cornyn has a close race. Could go either way. So if you know anybody in Texas, make sure they vote. And it would be great if they vote early. The amazing thing, the current votes cast in Montana, North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, New Mexico, Hawaii, Washington, and Florida is already at 60% or more of each of those states' total votes in 2016. Here's another thing that I don't think anybody could see this coming. Of the early voters, more than 3 million are aged 18 to 29. This is a substantial increase over 2016. And youth turnout in five states is already more than the state's margin of victory in the 2016 presidential election. Is that good news for Biden, or is that good news for Trump, that young voters are turning up in those numbers? Well, the polling would indicate it's probably good news for Biden. But who knows? Now, there have been all kinds of demonstrations of a very strong enthusiasm of younger people marching in parades and boat parades that they've organized all over the place that President Trump was talking about earlier this morning, and just spontaneous demonstrations in his behalf, and that's involved lots of young people. 150 million. That's the number of voters projected to turn out to vote in the 2020 election. That would be 65% of all eligible voters, which is an unbelievable thing. It still means there's 35% of people who didn't bother to vote in this very exciting and important election to exercise that most precious God-given right that has been defended by so many incredibly brave and noble Americans in uniform. It would be the highest percentage turnout since 1908. The projected increase in total voter turnout comes out as a substantial number of new and infrequent voters have been turning out to vote, representing approximately 25% of all ballots cast thus far, according to an Associated Press analysis. Okay, if 25% of the people who have voted so far, people who either never voted before or they vote very rarely, is that good news for Trump or Biden? Could be good news for both. Could be, we don't know yet. The COVID-19 pandemic and ongoing delays at the U.S. Postal Service have increased calls for voters to head to the polls or cast their mail-in ballot as soon as possible in hopes to lessen long lines on election day, speed up the ballot counting process, and ensure that all mail ballots arrive in time to be counted. It's important. Vote, 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 however you're voting. Don't stand aside from this process. What do you do to fix the process? We'll be talking about that with John Fund, who wrote the book on election fraud and how to prevent it, not how to commit it. We'll be right back. The country and the...
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Three local Pennsylvania news outlets asked Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden about his opposition to fracking. Biden appearing to shift position, saying he'll only oppose fracking on federal land. President Trump spending his Monday in Pennsylvania, saying Biden's energy plan will not be good for folks in Pennsylvania.
Joe Biden confirmed his plan to abolish the entire U.S. oil industry. That means no fracking, no jobs, no energy for Pennsylvania families, Texas, all over. Biden's plan
is an economic death sentence for Pennsylvania's energy sector. I think you all know that.
Senators are expressing their views on Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the Supreme Court as a debate on the floor continues ahead of her confirmation vote. The vote expected to take place Monday night. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Michael Medved show, we have with us John Fund, who is a contributor, a frequent guest on this show, and a contributor to National Review, former editorial board member of the Wall Street Journal, and all-around activist and expert on the question of election fraud. And, John, something that has been bothering me over the weekend is this general sense that I think everybody has, that we have a system of casting and counting votes that is kind of a mess, that relies at best on 20th century technology and mostly on 19th century technology, and really hasn't been reformed in a meaningful way in a very long time, even after that awful undecided election of 2000. Do you think it's about time, maybe on a bipartisan basis, for the two parties to get together and actually do something to fix the way we vote?
In theory, yes. In practice, never going to happen. We have completely politicized the election counting process. And what's worse is we've thrown uncertainty and inconsistency into the equation this year because of COVID. Michael, our system is decentralized. All 50 states have their own. Each county actually runs the election system. It is a creaky system. I can certainly point to counties where there are real problems. But the decentralized system works as long as the rules don't change too quickly, as long as the election workers don't have too much demand thrown at them, and as long as there's some goodwill that people are actually working towards the result of getting an honest and fair count. The problem that we have this election, a bunch of people decided because of COVID, we're going to move suddenly and quickly in the space of a few weeks or months to an almost all-mail system in most states, and our designed for that. I don't care if you have a 21st century technological election system.
And why can't we? I mean, I was realizing everybody who's listening to me, I'm sure, has ordered something on the internet where you trust them with your money, sometimes even a lot of money. Why can't we work out a situation where, okay, most people do have access to the internet that allows people to vote online with a few clicks? And then for people who can't do that, they would be able to vote by mail or in person. Why should it be so difficult to allow people to vote online?
Well, actually, you have identified one of the few areas of bipartisan agreement that's left, which is election experts from the right and the left both agree that while in theory, maybe 15, 20 years from now, we'll have election systems that are secure enough to withstand cyber hacking from foreign adversaries or from ill-intentioned private players. We are not ready for it yet. This is one area where there's almost universal agreement. Do not do internet voting.
Okay, so right now, you wrote a very interesting piece that I would like very much to post, because it talks about what to look for on election night. And you believe that the chances are we are not going to know the winner even by Wednesday midday, the day after election. Is that right?
Well, we certainly may have real clues, but the media is going to be very reluctant to call states because so many of the states are getting so many mail-in ballots, and they won't be able to start counting those ballots until after the in-person polls are closed. So, for example, take a Wisconsin or a Pennsylvania. There, the rules have changed so that you have to wait, because most of the vote is coming in now by mail for the first time, you have to wait to see who's going to win. And in Pennsylvania, outrageously, you will be able to count votes if they arrive Friday afternoon at 5 p.m., and even without a postmark, and even if the signatures don't match, which is like an engraved invitation to voter fraud. So the answer is, unless it's a real blowout, and we're assuming, looking at the polls, that being a Biden blowout, we're not going to know Wednesday at noon. We might know early Thursday.
Well, you make the point that in both North Carolina and Florida, and I've spoken to listeners about this before, they do allow them to start counting some of those early votes before,
yes,
before Election Day. So we should know who wins in North Carolina and Florida. And if Biden wins,
yes,
both states, and he might.
It's likely that he will win overall.
Correct, yeah. And with Trump, Trump has to, I mean, it comes down in this election, really, to the same three states that won it for him last time, doesn't it? Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan.
Plus a couple of wild cards thrown in, like Nevada, which also will have late coming in votes. And there'll be cats and dogs here and there. You can always get a surprise from something like a Minnesota. The three states that were the surprise that gave Trump the White House last time are the three that we're going to be focusing on.
Yeah, the problem with Nevada is only five electoral votes. So
believe
if Trump
me,
loses,
it may come down to that.
Yeah, no, I mean, nobody really knows, which is what's your best sense of what all of this heavy early voting means? Do you agree with the general assumption that we're going to have a 65% turnout, the biggest in more than 100 years?
We've always overestimated the turnout in the end, so I don't want to go that far. I will say that people have certainly front-loaded their vote. They've decided to take advantage of the change in laws, and young people apparently are voting in greater numbers than they normally do. The Democrats believe that if they bank the votes early, they don't have to chase as many people to the polls on Election Day. So in general, the large early voting turnout we're seeing would generally favor Democrats.
Okay. In terms of for a president-elect Biden or for President Trump, what could we rally people behind in terms of voting reform, just to improve this process right away without waiting that 15 years until computer voting is ready?
Well, I can already tell you that if there's a President Biden, a Speaker Pelosi, and a Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, I can already tell you what will happen. There is a Pelosi-written bill called H.R. 1, which would completely transform our nation's election system into a nationalized system. It would obliterate most of the safeguards on voting. It would punish the states if they didn't go along with federal guidelines and remove federal funding from them if they didn't comply. And, you know, the Republicans tried to make amendments to the Pelosi bill before she passed it. As soon as she became Speaker, she rejected all amendments. It is an all-or-nothing liberal wish list. And I will tell you, I think it might spell the eventual demise of a free and fair election system. So the Democrats, at the very least, if they take control, have no interest in compromise. It's going to be pedal to the metal, hell for leather.
What do you think about the reports? They apparently have been confirmed by multiple sources that President Trump told a bunch of fundraisers he can't support all the Republican candidates for Senate, and he's resigned to losing the Senate this time.
I'm not quite sure. You know, he uses such word salads, I'm not quite sure he was quoted accurately. But certainly President Trump has no love for several of those Republican senators, and I'm sure the feeling is reciprocated. What really does bother some Republican senators is that they were told by Donald Trump, don't worry if I fall behind Joe Biden in fundraising. I'll just put some of my own money into it. Well, we now have the latest FEC numbers, Michael. The total amount of money that Donald Trump, as of last week, had put into his campaign was $8,000.
Well, that's more than he paid in taxes the last couple of years. John Fund from National Review, always a pleasure speaking with you, and thanks for the perspective. We'll be right back.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the classic way, of course, to send a message to our elected representatives is to make sure you vote. And I hope everybody out there, whatever side you're on, whatever your particular issue, cast your vote, be part of this process. But in between, when you want to reach a politician and make your voice heard, there's a new free resource to help you find out who your local and national politicians are and how to hold them accountable. The whatever the topic happens to be that is most concerned for the greatest concern for you, this is a nonpartisan, no political agenda service to connect an electorate to the people who are supposed to be serving you. Let them know what's on your mind. It allows you to easily communicate directly with your representatives via written and video messages wherever and whenever. In just a few clicks, you share your thoughts, you express your opinions, you let your voice be heard, sometimes literally. They do work for you. There's a better way to make a difference. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for contactmypolitician.com. That's click on the banner at our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for contactmypolitician. All right, speaking of contacting politicians, let me just give you the background on the story that I just mentioned, because I'm one of those people, I happen to believe that win or lose in the presidential race, the country really needs a Republican Senate. And you're going to see why tonight, when the Senate comes together to confirm Amy Coney Barrett, and with at least 52 Republican votes, because Lisa Murkowski, who objected to the process, who didn't think that Mitch McConnell should have rushed ahead to confirm Judge Barrett. Lisa Murkowski has come around. She said, look, she is so well qualified. Now that we're doing this anyway, she's voting yes. So that's 52 senators committed to vote yes. And Mike Pence, I think, is scheduled to be back there to preside over the Senate when they cast the vote this evening. But he doesn't need to be, even. And there's some concern about Mike Pence because of the five people in his immediate circle, including his chief of staff, Mark Short, who have tested positive for COVID-19. We will be getting to that. But last week, Thursday, remember President Trump was in Nashville for the big debate with Joe Biden. And during the time he was in Nashville, he did a quick fundraiser with people to try to close that gap. At the moment, Biden has three times the cash on hand as the Trump campaign, and he's spending at a much higher rate. Who knows whether that helps him, could even hurt him. Who knows? when he was speaking to fundraisers, multiple sources reported that Trump said the Senate is very tough. Quote, there are a couple of senators I can't really get involved in. I just can't do it. You lose your soul if you do. I can't help some of them. I don't want to help some of them. And tickets to the event that he was at sold for as much as $250,000. But Trump also told the crowd that Republicans are going to take back the House, and they report over in The Hill that few GOP strategists or officials, and not any of the House Republican leadership, agree that the Republicans are going to take over the House. And look, what does this mean, that he says there's some Republicans he can't support? I am quite sure he has in mind Susan Collins, who is the embattled Republican from Maine, who has a very, very tough fight to hold her seat running for a fifth term. And the point over here is, okay, Susan Collins, in a state where statewide President Trump is going to lose by a lot, has said she's not voting for President Trump. You still need her in the Senate, for goodness sake. Because otherwise you switch out Mitch McConnell to Chuck Schumer. Otherwise, even if President Trump wins, he'll never get another justice confirmed if Chuck Schumer takes over the Senate. I mean, literally, it just would block it. And it's a disaster. I'm sure President Trump has in mind people like Ben Sasse, who's on the ballot in Nebraska. But for goodness sake, you don't want to cut loose or abandon any of the Republican senators. Recently in a debate, Martha McSally, the senator from Arizona, who also has a very, very tough fight. She said in a debate she wouldn't say who she was voting for president. For President Trump and all those who actually care about a more conservative America, this idea of standing by Republican senators and potential Republican senators, a great piece in the Wall Street Journal today by Elisa Finley about John James, the outstanding Iraq War veteran and successful business executive, and yes, he's African-American. He would join Tim Scott as another black Republican senator. He has a real shot to knock off a Democratic candidate in Michigan. Now, John James has also tried to create some space between himself and President Trump. But President Trump needs these people, and I would say this. If Joe Biden wins the Senate, it will be a much less destructive presidency than if he wins the presidency if the Republicans maintain control of the U.S. Senate. Because it will not give the Democrats, you know, that old saying that absolute power corrupts absolutely. Holding the Republican Senate is an enormously important process. And again, for a number of people like Cory Gardner in Colorado and Steve Daines up in Montana, it's really, really important to get behind their campaigns. A quick word on some of the recent polling. And there are a whole bunch of brand new polls that show what we've seen basically for weeks now, a surprisingly stable race and a very close race in all the key swing states. The CBS News, YouGov polled Florida, Georgia, and North Carolina. And Biden led by 2 points in Georgia. It's inside the margin of error. Biden and Trump were tied in North Carolina. Another poll showed Biden ahead of Trump by 4 points in North Carolina. And another poll in Georgia showed Biden ahead by 4 points. An Atlanta Constitution University of Georgia poll showed Biden ahead by 1 point. University of Wisconsin election research poll showed Biden leading Trump in Michigan by 10 points, which is why Michigan looks like a very tough race for President Trump. Pennsylvania, Biden ahead by 8 points. Wisconsin, Biden leading Trump by 9 points. Now, all of this goes along with other polls that actually show President Trump doing better. There are a series of Trafalgar polls that show President Trump winning almost everywhere. Show him 2 points up in Michigan. Show him 2 points up in Florida. Show him 3 points up in Arizona. The big states that Biden is concentrating on flipping, there are four of them that he seems to have a very good chance of flipping. Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Florida is virtually tied. Georgia is virtually tied. North Carolina is virtually tied. And that's one of the reasons that President Trump is out there campaigning dawn to dusk. Now, there are different theories about that. It's expensive to do these rallies. They are not all being covered live as they once were, but many of them are. And he seems to be supercharged by the energy that he is getting. And if you compare that to Joe Biden, who, again, is staying home to work on I'm not sure what, we'll play some of the highlights and lowlights of Biden's session on CBS 60 Minutes and Trump's encounter with Leslie Stahl, which did look quite different seeing it on 60 Minutes than the unedited version that Trump released. Word is now Vice President Pence, who's has five members of his immediate staff who have tested positive for coronavirus, is not expected at the Barrett confirmation vote coming up tonight. All of this happening right around us. And we will be on top of every bit of it going forward in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.